It's here and now. Trains are running again today on the tracks below where that Gigunda sinkhole swallowed more than a dozen cars and a streetlight and railing in Baltimore. It'll be more than a month before residents in the Charles Village neighborhood will be allowed back, but they may not want to go back. Have you seen the video? We will post it. But many residents watched in horror on Wednesday as one side of their block, parked cars and the embankment next to them, just peeled away and crashed onto the train tracks below. Just terrible. Officials are using sonar to check the ground's integrity. They also plan to do a video assessment starting this weekend. But just stabilizing this area is expected to take up to 10 days. And neighborhood residents say they've been warning about problems for years. Christian Wilson has lived there for 14 years. He says he's complained to the train company CSX that there were problems along the entire block.
The cars have been at odd angles for a long period of time, but what we've been noticing is that there was a crack that was extending from either North Charles Street all the way over to St. Paul Street.
All the way down the street. Well, residents also complained that the tracks were tilted and that the condition of a key retaining wall was questionable. Katie Kisner, a CSX spokesperson, had this response.
I don't have any specific information on their contacts with CSX.
Well, the last structural analysis was conducted a year ago using cameras and underground pipes, and the area was reportedly declared structurally sound. But a spokesperson for the mayor says details from those studies are not yet available, and the office is currently pulling the reports. Meanwhile, people in that area of Baltimore are still in shock. Just, again, we'll have the video at hereandnow.org. And thank you to Kenneth Burns of WYPR in Baltimore for that sound.